is the post-match show after Liverpool demolished Arsenal 4-0 at Anfield. They've humiliated North London's finest, but it could have been also different. Arsenal came with a plan. They came to frustrate. They came to annoy us, and the game was going nowhere. And I was starting to worry. My first big hosting event, it was all going to be misery. And then what happened? That blue-nosed midget, he lost his cool, and he had a go at the German colossus. And he got the crowd going, he got the team going, and then we absolutely smashed them, Ben Johnson.
Yeah, it was great, wasn't it? It was great. I'm a big fan of a flat half an hour. Wondering how we're going to break these down. What, there's the spark. Oh, there he is, the little blue nose cunt. It was fantastic. Fucking loved it. Because everyone, seriously, I wanted to get on the pitch and strangle him. And so the players were like, all right, we'll have a bit of that. And then we scored, and then we embarrassed them then. There on, it was magic. It was like the reverse Midas touch. It's like, yeah, I'm not going to turn this to gold. I'm just going to...
Saying it's a shit.
Shite putties. Fucking boss.
Kev Walsh, I don't know if you know, Mikel Arteta used to play for Everton.
I am aware. And that was my favourite part of the day, getting to call him a blue nose cunt. Yeah. Any time you get to sing blue and white shite, I'm all about it. But then Ed's there, they laugh. Fucking hell.
Fella by us in the new main, bear in mind, so could not be further away from the pitch, shouted, go on Jürgen, crack him one, I'll jump in for you lads. In what world are you jumping in from Jürgen? It's not happening.
I would jump in for him. If Jürgen needs me, mate, Jürgen, if you need me, I'm there, whenever, wherever.
It did change the game, it galvanised the crowd, and then we got the breakthrough, and then it was Sadio as well who scored the goal after he was involved in it. Was even better.
I couldn't be more made up for them. I think what was really nice about it as well was that it changes everything at that point. And I think we've gotten quite used to having a really good first half and starting off really strong and it either petering off or stagnating and then dropping off a cliff. And what was nice that felt like that was the start of us going up the mountain rather than us starting strong and kind of petering off. It was nice to feel like that was the start of something at that point.